Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all. This is Robert Rogers, and you have just connected to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Network. This is the show that you need to hear if you are an individual who currently is experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, and you are looking for options, ways that you can actually reverse those symptoms. If you haven't heard yet, we are convening in just several weeks the 2012 Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Cincinnati, Ohio, June the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. 18 spectacular presenters will be giving workshops, individuals, all of whom who have been on my radio show over the past several years and have told their own stories about what it is that can make a difference to an individual who is interested in finding ways to reverse the neurological symptoms that they currently experience. To get further information about the summit, you can go to the summit website. That's www.summit.parkinsonsrecovery.com. My guest today is Ming Tong Gu, and he possibly might actually be also participating in the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. It takes quite a significant commitment, of course, to be able to do that, and he is making plans now. So we can't say for sure he's going to be there, but I have my fingers crossed that there may be a possibility that he actually will be one of the individuals presenting workshops at the Cincinnati Summit. Ming Tong, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
This is such a delight. Thank you again so much, Robert. Even when meeting slow, this is a radio interview first time, I deeply appreciate and everything you've been doing and sharing such a profound message and vision, but more so even bringing the actual tools can work to prevent, to recover, to managing, to really be more healthier and happier human being, no matter what is your condition is, particularly addressing the need of Parkinson's patients. So I'm delighted to share with you. Thank you again.
Now, you really are the international expert in Qigong. And for those of you listening, that's spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G. Some people listening know about that, but many don't. What is Qigong?
Yes, let's start in from there. So I cannot claim myself international Qigong master, and yet I do speak second language, the English language, so able to communicate this ancient language of Qigong to the Westerners, especially the English speakers. So to starting with the definition of that is Qi literally means life energy, the life force, and the invisible formless energy is driving all life, sustaining all life, like moving your heart. What's the energy? Moving your heart, pumping the blood. What is energy allow your body to move? What energy allow your mind to think even? What energy, you know, moving the wind, moving the sun, moving every phenomena we're experiencing. So that is what we call Qi, the invisible formless energy of life driving the universe. The Gong literally means the practice and the cultivation, including the benefit and you receive from the practice. So to summarize, what Qigong is really a technique, a method to cultivate this life energy more consciously to bring up special benefit, including health, including well-being, including fulfillment of life in general.
Ming Tong, what is wisdom healing Qigong?
Yes. That's the particular form of Qigong I've been teaching for last 15 years, formerly in the West, and originating from China in this case. So in China, it's called Zi Neng Qigong. Zi literally means wisdom. Neng means the energy behind the healing. So also the capacity to work with energy, to realize the healing. So I translate into English as wisdom healing Qigong. So the essence, the very essence of this form of Qigong is really cultivating the wisdom, different level of wisdom. Use your mind, your heart to discerning what is good for you, what is healthy, and more so is to understand life, to perceive life beyond what you're perceiving from the five senses, so to speak, beyond what we know from scientific point of view, from what we were told from parents, grandparents, and making a discovery through your own direct experience, communicating with energy, communicating with your body, to discover this innate wisdom, intuition, the innate capacity to work with the energy. So that's really an empowerment practice. So the benefit come out of that is including the healing of the physical, the healing of emotional body, healing of mind. So that is the very essence of wisdom healing Qigong. A short history is really come out of my teacher in this case, and he's a doctor in both Western medicine doctor and also Chinese medicine doctor. He incorporated what he learned in like 5 decades of his learning process from very young age, from different lineages and schools, Buddhist tradition, Taoist tradition, and also, of course, TCM and the traditional Chinese medicine tradition, as well as the martial art tradition and so on, incorporating into the system so average people can take advantage of this practice, understand the energy principle behind life, behind health, and also use that practice to realize particular benefit, including health. So that's his profound interest as a doctor and came around as a system called Wisdom Healing Qigong.
People listening to this, I'm sure, are awed at the potential benefits of using Qigong, and in particular, Wisdom Healing Qigong. Can Qigong really help with Parkinson's?
Yes, that is a beginning question. As Dr. Pan starting established the Qigong Center in China, so when he started, was only 50 students, and then gradually, quickly, 500 people show up. Eventually, 5,000 people showed up. The reason so many people showed up because of the incredible benefit. Incredible benefit. So in the beginning, the people showing up with quite challenged conditions and, cancers, chronic conditions such as heart problems, depressions, all these conditions chronic in case, no cure, so to speak, from a conventional medicine point of view, they start experimenting Qigong and slow the practice. So before that happens, and he was more treating his patient with the Qigong, realizing the incredible result. Then quickly he realized if he teach Qigong to the students and he can come, realize the same result, but same time is much larger scale. That means, 100 students, 1,000 students can practice realizing the goal more simultaneously instead of treating one person at a time. So that was his incredible, enlightening vision, slow the discovery. Then slow the experiment, he realizing Qigong can help all kind of illness, all kind of illness. So the reason behind that is very simple. Is Qigong training your mind to wake the life energy, which is the underlying of life, including the health of the body, the function of the body. So when you know how to guide the energy in the body, in this case it's releasing the limited patterns, in case it's bring more energy to your body, different part of your body. So in this case, Parkinson can focus on the brain, can focus on the heart, focus on the kidney, and I will speak to that more in detail, give you some guideline how you can start in that process on your own. But the principle is simple in Qigong, is training the mind bring the life energy into the body, not only the energy can nourish in the body, strengthen the body, but making the connection in different parts of the body. For example, between the brain and your nerve system, the muscular control system, and the glandular system of the body, that is very prominent in the Parkinson's disease cases. So Qigong is training that. Train your mind to do that slow, very powerful practice. And I will speak to that in more detail. So for that reason, what happened is you're literally going beyond the conventional medicine paradigm. You're involved with the mind. You bring more energy into your body beyond any condition, beyond any diagnosis. So that's the foundation. Not only philosophically easy to understand, Qigong can benefit, but slow the practice. You're making a discovery between the mind, body, and that's the key to Parkinson's cases. So as a result, many of my students realizing in the best case is total recover of Parkinson's, you know, diagnosis, total recover from the conventional measurement. And in the most cases, it's getting better with symptom. And some good cases, completely letting go of conventional medicine, even doing better without the medicine. And often we know there's always some kind of side effect with this strong medicine treatment. So that is the result as we are observing. So more people practicing, then more understanding we become specific methods such as students, Bianca, he's going to share her insight, her experience working with the Qigong to recover from Parkinson's condition. So how effectively make this practice work for Parkinson? And that's an incredible discovery we're continuously making. So I'm so happy that she's sharing this with you. And also I want to share some major energetic, you know, principle with you to guide your practice. Whatever practice you're doing can help you realize your true result.
Bianca was actually a guest on the radio show about 6 months ago, for those of you who'd like to be able to hear that particular interview. And I think people who just heard your answer are probably mulling around, did I just hear him say that people who are using Qigong have actually become symptom-free and many have reversed their symptoms? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
And I can hear a lot of hoorays out in the audience. It's like,
you know,
wow, okay,
we have many cases like that in China, but usually it's not convincing for people in the West. So now we have many cases in the West, right here in the U.S. So you can really get inspiration and hear their story, and more so understanding how they're effectively realizing their goal. And that is a true commitment. I'm so excited to share that possibility with all of you.
So to clarify, I get many questions from people. How many people have really reversed the symptoms of Parkinson's? Are there two? Are there three? What you're saying is, well, there are a lot of people in China, and we
there
even have many people here
China.
In the West.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about one or two. We're talking
about many people. It's more than just antidote.
Everybody I know would like to know more about how Qigong came about. Is this an invention from the last 5 years ago?
Relatively new, Robbie, in the West. And yet in China, being kind of known to the more mainstream healthcare system in last, say, 30 years. And before that, Qigong had remained quite secretive to, you know, ordained practitioners, to very small percentage of people, basically. It's being considered quite a, you know, mystical, energetic practice. And so the expression of that, I mean, the energetic principle is more expressed slow and familiar practice, such as acupuncture, such as acupressure treatment, and also the energetic principle behind the Chinese herb is very similar to Qigong energetic principle. And then also the Qigong practice for martial art, they're using the mental concentration, generating the incredible power of chi to, you know, move object, moving person without touching. So that is a few example we're familiar with. For the medical application, is being familiar only for the Chinese medicine practitioners and also for martial art. They're using this technique to basically heal their students when they get injured, you know, in martial art. So they're using this technique to do that. So only become more well-known in China, I think, started early 1970, then really developed in very large scale to 1990s, including, you know, what I have shared briefly, the Qigong Hospital in China, able to experiment with a large population over 2 decades of time and directly working with more than 200,000 practitioners, mostly with severe conditions, with all kind of disease, you name it. And so he able to not only, you know, teaching them how to do practice, but able to measure the result. The way he does is very scientific. He was asking people to have a conventional medical checkout before they enroll the event and the program. The program lasts 4 weeks. You have to stay there, live there for 4 weeks, and practice in Qigong day and night. Then, before they leave for home, they need to have another conventional medical checkout. Compare the result. If it's measurably changed, then we say that's effective. It's symptom-free, then we say very effective. Then if you see total medical checkout, blood checkout, you know, CT scan, whatever it might be, don't see any sign of disease, then that is cured. So he picked that very scientific approach and using this profound system to finally discover what is the most effective way to make healing happen, not only in emotional level, energetic level, but in the physical dimension, in the cellular level. So that is his approach. From that process, he was able to, you know, work with large scale people, to work with all kind of disease conditions, and using the same energetic principle to realizing the incredible result, including 95% effective rate. And then also about, I think, between 30 to 40 of very effective, that's symptom-free. Then the percentage for total cure condition, and in terms of the internal measurement, that I don't have the number with me, that's including different disease. So that is giving you some, you know, like, statistic outline, and that's measured based on thousand people over the years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
This radio show is being aired live. I can see on the control board that there are hordes of people listening to this discussion. You can call and ask Ming Tong any question. The toll-free number is 877-590-0733. And of course, if you're listening from other countries, you can always call in through using Skype. What is a Qigong master?
So we're all Qigong masters, Robert.
Am I a Qigong? No, really?
When we say we are Qigong master, that means we cultivated a degree of mastery of qi, mastering of energy. So in order to do so is really mastering of your mind. So using the mind to concentrate with your body, with whatever life purpose might be, and to channel that energy to realizing whatever result, to see measurable change, measurable healing, measurable, you know, benefit. But more so than that is really about mastering our life, is really representing that vision that I'm continuously mastering myself and also sharing my knowledge, what I know, working with qi, working with the mind, working with health, but also really pass down, you know, this wisdom from these ancient master, grandmasters, they're able to realize the potential beyond average people. And that is one way you can think of mastery. So in my vision, in my responsibility is really pass on that knowledge and that wisdom through the practice of Qigong so you can empower yourself. You can be a master for life energy, a master over your life condition, including health condition. Then you can help other people in a large pictures. So that is my life goal, it's my mission. So it doesn't really happen overnight for me. In this case, it's a continued deeper commitment in this level of service.
Tell us more about the Qi Center retreats.
Yes, that is probably one of the most intense program available, as far as I know, in Tomofu right now, because we don't have the Qigong Center, you know, active in China, unfortunately, because of the political reason. And we had to close down the center about 12 years ago. So now I'm sharing this vision as we cultivate in China, in the West, so we're creating the same kind of program as we did in China. So model that system in realizing the incredible benefit here. Even so, we're here doing the practice in a very intense concentrated time period and also place, really supporting the Qigong practice. So the goal is very simple. We're doing everything possible to free your mind from your limited stories, your worry, your projection, your old belief, you know, I'm chronical, I'm symptom bound for the rest of life, I'm depressed, whatever might be the story might be, but also cultivating, open your heart, and deeply cultivating how your body responding to your mind, responding to your heart, responding to your choice, responding to the energy. Then you start to experiencing the real change during that period of time. You can start in 5 days. You can extend it to 10 days. For some cases, students can stay for 30 days. So scientifically, we know in order to make a physical change, takes some time. For example, the new discovery in science and validating that takes about 100 days to really change the stem cell function. And that is one example. Then the other different example showing up that different cycle in the physical body and in terms of time need to make stable change. So in this case, is the retreat is allow you to invest in your time, your energy, your practice for specific time, so making long-lasting changes. So come out of that is basically, first, you start to feel so much better energetically, and you start to have, you know, sleep better and feel happier. That is huge. You feel more relaxed, and more so, you start, you know, eating better. You start to have more mobility with your body and more energy with your body. Then you continue to practice, and students start feel, you know, less shaking. They feel less, you know, more control of your body, feel more emotionally balanced, more empowered. Then they continue to practice. Like some cases, you know, take a month, some cases shorter period of time. So what happening is in that process individually can be different because your mind is really involved in that process. So the difference between like the conventional medical treatment with the Qigong treatment is that in Qigong, basically, you involved 100%. That's the amazing key. So beyond asking the question, can your body heal or can your Parkinson condition heal? You're asking the question, can your mind and the body heal together? So specifically, addressing Parkinson, is can your mind connecting with your brain, connecting with your body, connecting your glandular system, connecting your nerve system to make a change, to heal together? And the answer is clearly yes. So that is incredible discovery. People quickly, you know, experience directly in few days. Then they continue the practice and taking the practice home.
I receive questions every week, and almost every week I get a question from a listener or one of the individuals in my audience who wants to know about the current state of stem cell research, which involves, of course, researchers who are looking for ways to inject stem cells into the body. I just heard you say Qigong could potentially make it possible within 100 days for a person to generate internally their own stem cells. Did I understand that correctly?
Absolutely. That is my experience of it, Robert. Yeah. And I'm excited to, you know, to see this tangible, you know, physical measurement, like in the cellular level, what's happening in slow Qigong practice. And yet, as a result, as observation, I know this is happening. So not only stem cell is important for the body to regenerate the whole system, but what is really feeding the stem cell? What is really stimulating the stem cell to be active? That is involved not only energy, but involved with mind. I'm speaking of the subconscious mind. And speaking of this intelligence in the body, activating certain systems to function in a certain way, to activate that intelligence, you consciously can do it by working with energy. For example, you're making a sound, doing the movement, stimulating the kidney. So when the kidney is stimulated and the adrenal gland is stimulated, what happens? That affecting the stem cell. You're affecting the bone marrow. They're affecting the entire glandular system, entire hormone system. So not only energetically affecting your well-being, your feeling about yourself, but stimulating the cellular function. So literally speaking, it's like you're creating an energetic environment in the body to influence the DNA function. That means the DNA constantly deciding, you know, winding, rewinding, the function is changing. The DNA itself doesn't change. But yet, it's the choice of the DNA, how to function in the body. What is, you know, potentially activated? What is only remain hidden potential? It depends on the entire, you know, internal environment. And that's what we have more understanding according to epigenetic. So in the stem cell, the level is same way. So same thing for the dopamine, for example, yeah. And that is one of the major concerns for Parkinson's condition. So not only the dopamine is produced in the brain stem, but also it's produced in the adrenal glands and also produced in the heart. So how can you energetically stimulating these organs, these glands, to produce these chemical, biological functions so that you can recover from these symptoms. And so by doing that energetically, you have the benefit without, you know, awakening that capacity, because every function of the body depends on energy. Not only just energy as the sun, the energy from the food, but the life energy, the intelligent energy, the subconsciousness is working in your cell. Like you think of the cell has its own mind, and yet it remains unconscious to the active mind. How to stimulate that subconsciousness? How can you transmit a new message into the subconscious level of the cellular function? That is the key. That is the link. That is the deep training. So by doing this, you bring all the good message, all the good energy into the body, And then you basically awaken in the natural function of the cell, stem cell or DNA even, and the function of the glands, function of the organ, including the function of the brain, the nerve system, so on. By doing so, you're not producing any side effect. That's the beauty of it. So any medical system, the big concern is not so much how to stimulating the stem cell by using, medicine. But the main concern is when you stimulate using that drug is affecting not only the stem cell, but everything else in the system is stimulated. So how can you maintain a balance without tipping off the balance and same time activating one function of the body? That is a mystery. That is so complex. That is so difficult for the medical system to get a real handle of it. And they're doing the incredible job. But yet we know the system of the body is so complex. So that is the benefit of Qigong, is you directly making the link without using other external stimulation can have a complication. That doesn't mean, the conventional medicine is not helpful. And the deep question to ask is, when you even physically by food, by other method, getting better health-wise, can you maintain that? Can you truly experience the well-being as a human in this planet Earth without your mind, your heart involved with your body? And that is the question you are, often ask. And I think from my discovery, it's quite a journey to come back to this body. And I used to be quite intellectual, very intellectual. And the one thing I'm observing in many Parkinson cases is the mind is quite capable in these patients. Very creative and very productive, very accomplished human being. And yet have not linked with the body totally, with energy in that deeper level. So it's incredible by shifting that powerful mind inwardly into the heart, into the body, the potential come out of that is so amazingly not only healing, but life-changing, life-fulfilling.
I'm your host, Robert Rogers. This is the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Network. My guest today is Ming Tong Gu. The cost of doing a stem cell transplant, I am told, ranges anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000. As I understand it, Qigong can actually achieve the same results. So is, Ming Tong, the cost about the same?
You can start learning the Qigong by, relatively no money cost to you, and then you practice at home. So if you want to invest more and come into a retreat, it's relatively not that expensive. Like every retreat, cost, whatever it might be, a couple hundred dollars a day, including food, including lodging. And so you spend that money to really invest into your health, really empower yourself, and really making a long-lasting change, and more so can affecting your heart, your spirit, beyond the physical condition, which is also deeply important.
What should individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's focus on with regard to their healing?
Yes, that is a wonderful question. I'm totally excited to share with you. Because of time, I can only share some main insight with you. Then you can discover on your own, especially through our website, qicenter.com, with so many offerings you can learn. I will speak to that a little bit more later. So what you can do is starting with tap into the power of your mind. Now that from the neuroscientific point of view, we know the mind can change the brain function. That's called neuroplasticity. By changing our habit, thinking a new way, new thoughts can change the brain neural functions. But beyond that, the also research available, the movement can change the brain function, specifically have long-lasting effect in the particular area of your brain, including the glands, including producing certain chemistry, certain, you know, certain function of the brain. So with that, this new insight, we have much more understanding how you can take advantage. In this case, in the Qigong point of view, is you using the mind, go into your brain, go into your kidney. And how to do that in the beginning might be difficult without certain guideline. So the practice, what we do is you're moving the body in certain way, then your mind can concentrate into the feeling of the movement. So when you're moving the knee, moving the hip, you start having a feeling, a signal from that area. That signal transmitting through the nervous system into your brain, then brain receiving that signal, then sending back a signal to your hip, to your different part of the body. So by sending that back signal, is the main method is you imagining, you visualizing the energy, in this case like the light, like a magnet transmitting to this body part. So you're creating like internal bioenergetic feedback between the mind, the brain, body. Then back and forth, you're creating a communication. So in order to do this more effectively, you cannot use just the intellectual mind to think about it, and that's not enough. So you're doing the movement, guiding the energy, concentrating to different parts. And you're doing the sound, vibrating the energy inside of you. In this case, can accessing the energy of your organ, energy of your kidney, in your heart, and to access that profound energy, then affecting the glandular system, affecting, you know, the neurological system, affecting the entire physical function. That's the second method. The third is, as I mentioned, is you imagining it and you're visualizing it. So in the case of your body not able to do certain movement yet, you start imagining your arm, your legs doing this movement energetically. So what you're doing is it's like your mind is taking a leadership, yeah, taking leadership and generating the subtle energy. Then the physical body start to respond to that subtle energy, start to shift, physically catch up. So that is like step by step. You're starting with the mind, and you're visualizing it, and you're doing the movement, you're doing the sound, you're generating the energy of it, then the physical start to shift. So in this case, for Parkinson patients, particularly important I want to mention is also focus on emotional healing, because of this condition can be very disabling, disempowering, affecting our emotion, especially fear. So in this case, it's really important to balance your emotion. In this case, Lo Qigong, what we do is using sound to access your organ energy, in this case, releasing the fear, and transform the fearful energy into more vibrant, creative, empowering, life-affirming energy. It's amazing. People can experience in few minutes of that change can happen directly. In the same way, you can regulate in your heart and keep your heart open, compassionate, kind, and not only to others, but also to yourself. Really learning this technology, loving yourself again, nourishing yourself again, go deep into yourself again, empower yourself again. So these are particular insights I have been really receiving, not only through my direct practice, but also through my students' experience, really contributing to the incredible healing transformation as they're experiencing.
Some listeners, I am quite sure, are very hesitant to get interested in Qigong because their mobility may be challenged. They may be in wheelchairs. They may have seen some videos of people doing Qigong and have concluded there's no way that my body would move that way. From what you've just said, I understand that anyone can actually become involved, even if it's a question of using your imagination in the beginning. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the beauty of it. The beauty of it. Yes, and you know, it happens. That is like it's a misunderstanding often we have. We need to be healthy enough, physically strong enough, flexible enough to do this movement. Actually, if you're really healthy, you don't need to do Qigong. So it's really about improvement. It's really about customizing the practice. You know, of course, what you see on the video is more on the people relatively healthy demonstrating this movement. But for people coming to retreat, coming to workshop, we customize this movement. You, in general speaking, you do what you can. If only one arm can move, you just do one arm, then visualizing another arm is moving with it. If you can only raise arm halfway, you're visualizing the arm to whatever shoulder level or over the shoulder level, you're visualizing it. Then you start to feel and the arm becomes stronger over the time, more flexibility, more energy, more control, and over time start to happen. So the bottom line is you can start wherever you are. You can do the move by sitting. If you cannot move the arm, by visualizing the arm moving, and you're visualizing the entire body's moving, and even you can feeling the energy of the organ inside by doing the sound without doing the movement, then that energy starts feeding back to the brain, feeding back to your arm, feeding back to your entire, you know, the nerve system, neuromuscular system, receiving more energetic nourishment, energetic communication. So that is the amazing part. Everybody can do Qigong.
How do we learn Qigong?
And I would suggest in this case, you know, if you have someone local, you can check out the classes. And we are based in the Bay Areas, and we offer ongoing program. And the most exciting now, we offer ongoing programs online. And that's relatively new. And again, thanks to the technology, we're sharing this insight in this radio interview. But more so, what we can do is slow internet, slow video, live stream. And you can join the class, and I will guide you step by step how to do the practice, how to modify according to your need in terms of movement, sound, visualization, and how to continuously using this guidance, creating a consistent practice at a home. I have people from all over, you know, the world, basically. In one class, we had over the people from more than 60 different countries join the classes. And I was quite a surprise and quite inspired. So I'm very happy to share the teaching, but more so is doing the practice with you. And that is the treasure and have been received in my life. I want to share with you so much, so much. So with that said, you can find more information on Rob's website, also on the website of the Qi Center, and spells C-H-C-H-I, QiCenter.com. And we offer this incredible program. And also I want to support you, offering a special package for you we can share with you at the end of the interview.
When you mentioned the Bay Area for individuals who are not living in the United States, that's on the west coast of the United States around the San Francisco area. Am I right about that, Ming-Tong?
Yes. I would happy to invite you over someday, Robert.
I would love that. In fact, I was thinking I'd love to go to one of your workshops. That would be so incredibly awesome.
Please do so. I'll be honored. I'll be delighted. Yeah, visiting us in one of these days in our retreat.
Yes.
So people can connect in, even if they live in London, England, or Japan, through the internet and actually connect with you live when you do these events.
Exactly, exactly. Isn't that amazing?
That really is so cool, I want to say. Absolutely
yes,
amazing.
Yes. And people just start to feel the energy. And beyond just, you know, using practice as exercise, they start feel the energy, slow the practice, but also feel the energy when we're connecting with each other. And I often, you know, say, our bottom line here is sharing, cultivating, embodying the good energy. From there, all the benefit we desire for naturally arise, naturally coming forth. So literally starting from the basic, cultivating the good energy. So with that said, you know, I want to send in all the good energy we have collectively cultivated. So I want to invite you to feel in this moment, simply by gently close your eyelids, feeling in your brain, feeling in your heart, feeling your body. When the energy awakening, what you're going to feel, notice is you're feeling more sensation of the body, like more alive. In this case, for Parkinson patient in the beginning stage, you might feel more trembling, more movement, even more like uncontrollable, you know, movement. And it's very important to understand. That means the energy is stimulating your body, allow the body become alive again. And yet you don't have full control yet. So in this case, you don't want to stop the energy stimulation. You don't want to stop the movement, including the trembling. Basically, you let it happen. You let the energy to move through your body, including let the shaking happen. Then gradually that energy starts establishing a new connection between the brain, your nerve system, your arm, your fingers, your joints, and then new connections start happening between the brain, also your glandular system, producing dopamine, and the new energy connection start happen to your stem cell, generating the new energy cellular level reproduction, including producing the neurons in your brain and in charge of the function of the motor function of the body. So allowing the energy to happen, that's the key. Then through the practice, you have more mastery of that energy. So I want to share that energetically this moment, invite you to feel it inside of you, invite you to discover continuously with your practice, with your experience, with your commitment to your true healing. We have this life to engage in this healing, engage in this discovery, engage this new relationship between the mind, the body, and the heart. That is an incredible relationship for us to discover, to enjoy. So mostly people start to feel more happiness quickly once they practice Qigong. That is one of the most profound gifts I want to share with all of you. Start cultivating the happiness no matter what your symptom experiencing, what is the diagnosis might be, what is the story might be. You start feel joy, feel more energy, feel more connection, feel more meaning for life. Then from there, more energy can generate, more health, more healing can happen, including to Parkinson's condition. So I'm so happy for that vision for you, for us, for everyone. And thank you so much, Robert, to bring this vision to everyone.
Many people are focused on eliminating or dampening the tremors that they might currently be experiencing. I hear you saying, bring it on.
That's right. Yes.
Now,
you need to free your mind, free your spirit, free your heart, and free your body first.
You've just talked about joy, and I've heard you use the word joy now several times during our discussion today. Why is joy so important when you're considering a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. Again, from the medical form point of view, one aspect of condition of Parkinson's relating to dopamine, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So in this case, you know, we often say, you know, the dopamine producing the joy and the happiness, and actually it's more true is the happiness is producing the dopamine.
It's a causal reversal.
That's right. It's literally a chicken egg thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, of course, the more dopamine you have, then you will feel more happiness. But if you don't have more dopamine, what is producing the dopamine? Actually, the joy itself is producing the dopamine. So it's a two-way traffic. So when we don't have enough dopamine to begin with, so we have to produce more joy to begin with. That's an incredible understanding. It's like instead of trapping to this catch-22, I have this condition, not enough dopamine, so I'm depressed. Now this condition getting worse because of depression. So that is the catch-22. So the practice allows yourself finding out by making the sound, by visualizing the energy, you start feel happier in your heart. You start feel more joy in your body. That energy stimulating not only your heart but also your brain start to producing the dopamine, which is affecting your physical function, in this case as a body function.
Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. The last time I walked the aisles of a grocery store, I didn't see any products that were labeled joy. The last time I actually asked the pharmacist, do you have any joy medicine? They said, no, but you're saying it is possible to generate joy, and we actually do that internally.
That's right. That's something the most precious, yet cannot bottle it. Cannot put it into a package, you know.
Even Americans can't market it.
Even Americans, that's right. Even with a computer.
Right.
It's quite amazing. That's why we have this body.
Why is an open heart so important to Parkinson's?
Yeah, that's exactly I explained. You know, when the heart is open and you're feeling more joy and feeling more, you know, love for others and for yourself, and that producing certain biochemistry function in the body, affecting the brain, affecting the glandular system, affecting the hormone system, and affecting the stress level. And this has a profound, you know, effect on health condition, especially Parkinson's condition. So again, I give a certain example, including dopamine, including other hormone, you know, biology, chemistry affecting the brain function, and also including the stem cell affecting that condition. Then the deeper level is literally affecting your spirit, your emotion. When you go into the heart, you're able to tap into an emotional dimension, in, as I mentioned, the fear. So you're using love as energy to transform fear into a more health-affirming, life-affirming experience inside of you.
How soon can a person expect to see results if they engage in a practice of Qigong?
And that is from my observation, when you're practicing, feel comfortable with the movement, comfortable with the sound, and you start quickly feel more relaxed. More, you know, less stressed, and that is takes, you know, few days, few weeks, very quickly. Then quickly start feel more energy coming back to your body, to your life in general. And that can take, you know, couple of weeks. And then for long-term benefit, including the change of symptom, that depends on the person. how you practice, how consistent you practice, it's very scientific. So more you practice, then the quicker result become. More consistent you practice, the more lasting the benefit become for you. So that is clearly the bottom line I want to share with you.
So it sounds like a person can't just do this every other Tuesday. You really need to take it seriously and do it, if possible, every day.
If you're truly seriously reversing your Parkinson condition, I would say yes, that's the bottom line. If you want to just feel better energetically and feel more relaxed, then you still benefit by occasionally doing a once a week practice. Absolutely.
What happens at a Qi Center retreat?
So in the retreat, we do Qigong 24/7. So we're training our mind and doing the formal practice of Qigong, movement and sound, visualization. Then we do a nap, integrating, lying down, relaxing. And the students, the patient can relax anytime during the practice. If some practice physically too challenging, they're basically simply lying down or sitting down, receiving the energy. It's so incredible beneficial. And most of the time, I have always a few students not able to do physical practice. They start in the retreat by lying down 90% of the time. In few days, they start able to sit. Then most of the cases, by the end of the retreat, they're able to do the most of the practice by standing. And they continually cover. So that is the formal practice. Then informal practice is really connecting with the food, for example, using the mind, feeling the energy of the food, then sending that energy into the particular part of the body. You're really receiving that physical nourishment energetically more consciously way. So learning how to eat in a more healthy way. Then another is really free our mind, spirit, doing dance, doing, you know, poetry reading, you know, sharing music and sharing the story with each other, and have a small group, support group, supporting each other, addressing specific challenges and conditions, and finding insight from your colleagues and how to move forward. And so it's a lot of mutual support happening during the retreat. We continue to do that and after the retreat. So with that said, also we do a lot of walking meditation. When you walk in, how to connect in with the energy of the earth and feeling that support, feeling that grounding energy, feeling the home in this body on the planet Earth. And I feel this is so huge for Parkinson patients. So not just in the mind, be busy, be creative, be, you know, active in life mentally, but more feel home in your body, in your heart. And that is the deeper experience we cultivate, we focus on. So everything we're doing in the retreat, Robert, is contributing to that effect, aligning the mind, the heart, and the body energetically with our life purpose, with a bodily healthy condition.
Bianca Molay is one of Ming Tong Gu's students. She will be presenting a workshop on Qigong at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Cincinnati, one of 18 workshops that will be presented. And there is even a possibility that Ming Tong himself will be participating in the summit. That possibility is really contingent on scheduling and planning issues that are currently being resolved. Tell us more, Ming Tong, about an example perhaps you could give us of a daily practice.
Beautiful. So I will give you a few options. You know, the more modest option is you do maybe like 10 minutes of more meditative movement. This movement is very gentle and soft. You can adjust it to your own physical capacity. You can do that between 10 to 30 minutes. And then you can do some sound for the organ, for your heart, for the entire energy body, and you can spend between 10 minutes to 30 minutes. And then you can want to take more options, such as listen to a healing CD, and I customize for my students. So basically you're receiving the energetic guidelines by just connecting with your body, connecting internally, relaxing yourself, and bring the energy internally. You simply lie down, listen to the CD for 20 minutes. If you choose to longer, you can do so. So these are three main options available. Then for students who, you know, want to commit more, then they can increase the amount of the practice, some of more intense physical movement. Their students committing to 1 hour practice a day or even 2 to 3 hours practice a day. So not only to heal these conditions, including challenge the symptom, but they feel good when they're doing it. So one of the benefits you're thinking is like instead of struggling with the symptom with the, you know, 24/7, you spend that period of time start to feel good about yourself, feel good about your body, feel relaxed in life. That is the time you designate for yourself. It's almost like a vacation from a stressful life. And you can think of that. Then truly enjoy that. Then from that, then you can reducing much more effective health benefit, including healing of symptoms. So according to your lifestyle, you can starting with, you know, 20 minutes, even 10 minutes, then gradually increasing longer hours of practice. Then you can take advantage of the support system we're offering, including local, including online, and also including you accessing these video classes, you know, every day, anytime, any place. So that's the creative system we have to support you. So now, whenever you're ready and your heart, your mind is calling for you, we're happy to share more insight with you, more support with you.
What do some of your students suggest that they do to reduce or even eliminate their Parkinson's symptoms?
If you are truly clear, you're ready to recover totally, and I would suggest 2 hour practice every day.
Yeah, people are saying 2 hours. Right, so how serious do I want to be?
That's right.
People are wondering.
I'm giving you that option without any obligation, and that is from my experience of it. And if you want to, you know, enjoy whatever benefit, then you can start in a more gentle way.
A couple of the offers that Meng Ting mentioned a little earlier are listed on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. So to date is June the 5th. You can go on to the blog and see posted the last several days a link that you can take to sign up for these video class opportunities. Do you want to tell folks a little bit more about that, Meng Tong?
Yes, in each classes, and working with our beginning students, more experienced students in different classes, and sharing the major energetic principle and the insight from this ancient tradition, Qigong, and also really providing the method and practicing with you. And during the classes, guiding you step by step, you know, how to move your arm, how to visualize your arm, how to connect in the brain with your heart, with your spine, with your hip, how you can move in the body in particular way, you can generate more energy, then how can you guide in this energy to particular part of your body, particular function of your body, and how to sustain it in a long term. And how to connect with your deeper passion, deeper purpose, and of your heart, of your consciousness, really working with your energy to producing the most effective result. So with that said, basically each class focuses on slightly different aspect, and same time repeating most of the practice, so you can not only deepening it, but sustaining and producing a cumulative result. So the cumulative result is one of the key we focus on. That's why the class is ongoing. It's not just a one-time deal. And also, I'm here to inspire you, to empower you, to enable you to sustain the incredible healing practice for yourself. And also, you can benefit others when you're practicing at home. You're generating a good energy field, a healing energy field for your family, for your friends, and also for your community. You start connecting with more fit people, like-minded people, and supportive community, such as what Robert is generating. And so in the same way in Qigong, people just naturally, you know, attracting to each other, supporting each other, and sharing what they're working most effectively for them. And so you can speed up the process for yourself.
Ming Tong, how did you find Qigong, or did it find you?
I think both way, my dear. Right. How we find each other, I think I planned to see, you know, I want to find Robert. Then suddenly you found me now. You know, and we're planning to see, you know, really in life, you know, whatever can, you know, fulfill our life in the most deep level, in the most holistic way. I think unconsciously and also consciously I planted a seed for my life, and including, you know, I was born with a severe condition of sclerosis and also asthma, and both of them, you know, incurable from conventional medical point of view. I was pretty much had this condition from my childhood, and actually one condition was genetically inherited. So I feel this physical challenge planted a seed in my life. I was calling for healing. So in that deep sense, I'm very grateful, and this challenge exists in my life, calling me for change, for healing, for much greater possibility of life. So it's a long journey for me eventually coming to a conscious choice, getting to Qigong. You know, after studying mathematics, after studying fine arts for 10 years of each, then eventually discovering Qigong can truly fulfill my life purpose, can truly help myself and helping others, and truly experience life in the deepest capacity beyond what I could have imagined 20 years ago. So, and in the linear time, just the one thing leading to another, and starting the practice more casually, then engaging more seriously. Then I went to China, and then exposed to this incredible healing, you know, mind-blowing healing happening. Then really become more committed for my own healing. Then come out of that, become a life purpose, and sharing this Qigong with all of you, with whoever is ready to make a change. So that is the outline, my story. I know you have an incredible story to share someday. I want to hear your story, Robert. Couldn't wait for that, too.
Well, because I'm the host, I get to ask the question.
That's right.
Tell us more about the mind-brain connection that you've been discussing.
Exactly. Everything I'm speaking so far is about mind-body connection. So in general, in a conventional model, in the intellectual model, including medicine model, we look at it, mind-body separate. So when the mind is engaging with questioning very mentally, when the body is experiencing life more physically and emotionally. So these two things go into a different direction in the experiential level, then we constantly feel that gap between. You know, even, you know, doing incredible research work to validate the mind, the body is connected. You know, that is quite amazing. You know, but deeply, energetically, we know the mind, the body, not only connected, but they're working together. Whether you choose to consciously or not is a choice. How you can work in together more consciously, more deeply, more in consistent basis, that is the Qigong method. So the energy is the key. So when the mind go into the body, recognizing the feeling, recognizing the deeper dimension of your body beyond the physical, the electromagnetic field, and the hormone feeling, and the emotional feeling, and the energetic feeling of subtle energy is very difficult to describe, such as aliveness, energy movement, energy vibration, and energy wholeness, and also sometimes you feel the energetic blockages in the body. So the energy is a key. You're discovering the mind, the body, not only connected, they're linking with energy simultaneously. So the mind affecting the energy, then the energy affecting the body, and the body affecting the energy, which also affecting the mind, and vice versa. So it's a two-way traffic. So if you're directly thinking of, for example, the heart, and in the body, just as isolated event, as a physical, you know, pumping machine sending the blood to the entire body, then the mind doesn't really have much control, doesn't have much relationship. But the moment when the mind go deeper into your chest and feeling the beating of your heart and feeling the emotion of your heart and visualizing your heart and doing the movement, for example, so the movement we're doing, particularly in this case, in the Piu Qiang line, focus on the heart, doing the sound, doing the movement, and the students quickly start feel the energy of the heart, tangibly, personally, unquestionably. That's your energy of the heart. And you start feel the profound intimacy with your heart, beyond just a conceptual understanding, oh, there's a heart beating with blood. So that is amazing direct experience. And so the same way between the mind, the brain, the body in general. So when the mind go into the brain, you start experiencing the energy of the brain. You start to realizing much greater potential of changing the brain energy, affecting the energy of the body in general, then has a profound implication of the physical.
Tell people again your website address.
Yes. So it's called chicenter.com, chicenter.com. And you find abundant information, opportunity to take advantage of that, including the Piu Qi online weekly classes we started last night, and the video is available for you to access for the rest of the week, and you can and enjoy the new classes next Tuesday and continue for 3 more weeks, and with other opportunity, including retreat. So I'm happy to share all the opportunity and to making a difference for your health and for your life, and bring me such joy to share with you.
How might people be able to get in touch with you personally?
And you can directly contact in the Qi Center, email slow adam at Qi Center, or a phone call listed on the website. And also you can contact with Bianca, and her information, I believe, listed on Robert's website, ParkinsonRecovery.com, and she's in the forefront to support you, to inspire you. So also, of course, she will be sharing her experience on the summit, and I'm making my best effort to show up in the summer. And meanwhile, and I want to share and so much energetic potential and that you can start to make a difference.
It would be absolutely amazing, Ming Tong, if you could make it to the summit. So I have my fingers crossed, hoping that the arrangements could be made.
Yes, yes, thank you. I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
And I thank you so much for everything that you have done, not only, of course, for Bianca that many people know, but many other individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, as well as many other chronic conditions, in that your work is obviously having a profound worldwide impact. So on behalf of all of those individuals, we thank you.
Thank you so much, and the gratitude to your work, your vision, and I feel our vision so mutually not only supportive, it's the same vision for humanity and for deeper fulfillment of life. So I'm very, very delighted to connect with you and connecting with all the listeners. And in any case, I'm here, available 24/7.
Ming Tong Gu, thank you very much for being on the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show today.
My delight. Thank you. Thank you.
And for those of you that like to be able to connect in person with individuals who've reversed the symptoms of Parkinson's that they have experienced, and with healthcare practitioners who have discovered amazing options that people are using to reverse their symptoms, the place to be is Cincinnati, Ohio, in the middle of the country, June the 21st for a reception at 7:30, and then June the 22nd, which is a Friday, and June the 23rd. All the activities are going to be at the Garfield Suites Hotel. There are many hotels nearby the Garfield, which I understand is full, but all of the activities will be held at the Summit Hotel. People are coming from Australia, from Europe, from Canada, from across literally all states in the United States, and from Mexico. Join a community of individuals, all of whom are committed to identifying options that will help them reverse the neurological symptoms that they are currently experiencing. You can get information about the 2012 Parkinson's Recovery Summit by visiting the Summit website, www.summit.parkinsonsrecovery.com, the word Parkinson's without an apostrophe, combined together with the word recovery.com. Call toll-free if you'd like to be able to register, 877-526-4646, or email me. The email is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at parkinsonsrecovery.com. And that's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you are listening to this radio show today, that you are indeed on the road to recovery. May your week be magnificent, and we look forward to connecting with you next Wednesday on the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show. Good day.